Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, gang. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host. Oh, they've left off my name. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. We begin the podcast with, of course, the Three Lions manager, Gareth Southgate, speaking to our England correspondent, the wonderful Faye Carruthers, ahead of the World Cup qualifier against Poland tonight in Warsaw. It's live on TalkSport, don't you know? Now, Southgate says they treat every game the same, regardless of their opponent. What, even Andorra? No, you don't, Gareth. That's just a lie, isn't it? It's not a lie, but anyway, this is what Gareth said.
What we do every day basically sets the tone for that. Our standards, there's belief in the team, which they should have from the confidence of not only the results, but the way in which they've had to win matches that we've won. Scoring first, scoring late, conceding first and coming back to win.
It's Kane against Schmeichel to give England the lead for the first time in the semi-final. He's missed it. He put the rebound in though. It is 2-1 to England.
They've lived through a lot of experiences now, the core of this team. They have a great spirit, as everybody knows. So we have to keep building on that and we have to make sure that that mentality never shifts.
And Lewandowski heads it into the net.
I know you always want to deflect from one player being focused on, but you know, what does he bring to that Poland side that England need to guard against?
Well, he's an outstanding finisher, of course, but he links the game extremely well as well. So you know that with those players, although there's always focus on the whole team, you've got to pay special attention to what they do well and make sure that we're prepared as well as we can be. Of course, stopping those sorts of players is another matter, but that's a good challenge for our defenders as well. If we're to be a top team, then our defenders have also got to rise to those challenges.
On now to England's shot stopper, Jordan Pickford, and how having a psychologist has helped him improve his game.
It's Belotti against Pickford. Saved by Jordan Pickford! Diving away to his left-hand side!
I just felt I could improve off the pitch with the mentality side, the psychologist side, and I always thought that was something I never needed in the game for myself, but I think that then you realise when you start getting a bit older, there's opportunities to become better. When I started using Jamie, it was a great time to use him and it just gave me that structure and that straight, narrow-minded, really, to become better and be myself. It's all about being yourself. When you're away from home, being yourself, and when you're off football, being yourself, being the best Jordan Pickford on the pitch and the best Jordan Pickford at home.
On now to Scotland, who won against Austria in their World Cup qualifier in Vienna. That means nothing to me. What? Oh, doesn't matter. This was the reaction. First up, the gaffer, Stevie Clark.
What a glory night for Scotland in Vienna. A fantastic result that keeps their hopes of World Cup qualification burning brightly.
Steve Clark will be absolutely delighted.
Some people try to label us. We can play. If we have to go along, we can play and fight for it.
You feel you haven't had the respect you deserve?
No, I'm just talking about people in general. Most difficult week. We went to Denmark, was a tough place to go to start with. A lot of injuries, a lot of problems. We went 2-0 down early in the game. We dug in. We got criticised for saying that, actually. Israel went there tonight, lost 5-0. Then on the back of that, we knew we had to get something out the next two games. We've come away with 6 points. If I'd say to you guys at the start of the week we'd come out with 6 points, you'd all have been delighted. So, pleasing night for us. Really pleased for the players.
I'm absolutely delighted. Scotland, like you say, 6 points. We said it just before the Denmark. That's what I expected. with the quality that's there, even with the numbers, depleted squad, whatever it is, excuses, they've done the job, done the country proud.
Now, staying with international football, there's a possibility we could have a World Cup every 2 years. I hope that doesn't happen. My co-host on Drive yesterday, Darren Goff, thinks it's a good idea that England manager Gareth Southgate is sceptical. Two men who've played for the Three Lions, Darren Bent and Andros Townsend, are having absolutely none of it.
I think the World Cup is special because it's every 4 years. I think about the FA Cup, people talk about how traditional, how iconic the FA Cup was. If I'm not mistaken, that was the only game that was televised, the FA Cup final. So that's what made it so special. Yeah. And now every game's televised, it's not as special, it's not as iconic as it was.
Thousands and thousands of hours of football, each more climactic than the last.
Yeah, I hate it. Football as a product, as perfect as it is, I don't understand why people are trying to change it. I mean, it feels like the Super League all over again in terms of the rich trying to get richer.
I'd love to do it. If you look into it, though, what they're also trying to do is cut down the international breaks. Wenger's proposed two international breaks, which would be March and October, so clubs would be happier. I don't have a problem with it. If you look at the Ashes, that's every 2 years. That's a huge sporting event.
The idea of tidying up the football calendar is a good one. I think people are keen for meaningful competition.
Three of the goals coming in the last 20 minutes as Andorra tired, but it is a job well done.
You know, there's a desire for from the fans to watch a high level of matches and for players to play in high level of matches, and that's balanced by not adding more into the calendar without taking some things away.
You're going to have players that are basically playing for 51 weeks of the year. That will lead to burnout, that will lead to a lack of quality. Because the teams that are playing in the Champions League and Europa League, they're the internationals. So these players are going to end up probably playing 3 years straight with maybe a week or two off maximum. That means they're going to be burnt out.
Now, Cristiano, I'm going to win the league with Manchester United. Ronaldo has trained with his Manchester United teammates for the first time since rejoining the Premier League club. The Portuguese could make his second debut on Saturday against Newcastle. However, the game won't be televised live in this country. Simon Jordan says the traditional blackout shouldn't be changed just on account of CR7. Of course he did.
I do believe that actually there's no need for a 3 o'clock watershed, because originally when it was brought in, it was because Bob Lord, I think, was the architect of it at Burnley, believed that ultimately attendances would diminish with the advent of live football being put on and taking away from the 3 o'clock kickoff. That doesn't exist anymore because you can fill stadium over 10 times over. So perhaps they should change that. But currently, they haven't. Then what happens then is that these games will get broadcast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And in Malaysia, but it's a big audience, they won't want to pay Premier League a big bag of money to watch games that are being shown at certain times that don't fit their audience. So then you'd have another problem.
On to a bit of Everton, with Andros Townsend discussing manager Rafa Benitez and Damari Gray and why he's one of the bargains of the summer. Damari Gray, not Andros Townsend. Although, I think they got him for nothing. So again, a bargain, talking about a bargain.
When we signed him, or when they signed him, Everton got a lot of stick while they signed Damari Gray, blah, blah, blah. But this is a player. I remember Damari Gray coming through, being the next best thing at Leicester. He's sharp, he was direct. And yes, he maybe lost his way a little bit, but for one reason or another, off the field issues, he's still the same Damari Gray who burst through the scene at Leicester. And with a manager like Rafa, leaves no stone unturned, who wants to improve every aspect of the player. It's the match made in heaven, and you're starting to see that already with the form of Damari Gray. And it's probably one of the bargains of the summer. And listen, Messi's gone to PSG for free, so that says a lot about how Damari Gray has started.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Over now to the former England cricket coach, David Bumble Lloyd, looking back at the fourth test defeat to India at the Oval. And trust me, gang, this isn't for the faint-hearted.
You've got to put your foot on the gas straight away, stamp your authority on the game, push India back, and we absolutely went into another blockathon. We weren't tough enough. We didn't have the desire. do they believe they can win? You've got to believe you can win. And so when you look back, and where was the Botham? Where was the Flintoff? Where was the Stokes? Where was the Peterson who walks out and says, right, game on?
Yeah.
We look very meek. We get into an almighty grind. We put ourselves in an almighty jam. And you can see once the blockathons stop, we're going to start losing wickets. It's there. You can see it. There's no aggression. I'm not talking about going out slogging one day, nothing like that. But the game of cricket, the principle is you've got to score runs. Simple. We don't have anybody who will be a bit mongrel and take them on. We've got a lot of young lads in there, and I know that they'll be quiet. They won't say anything.
Mind the windows, Tino.
You've got to fight fire with fire. And cricket's a non-contact sport, but there's a look, there's a gesture that can move a team. Now, we haven't got that at the minute. We're not tough enough.
On now to the Sports Bar with Jason Candy and Jamie O'Hara.
Huge show on the Sports Bar coming up with me, Jason. We started already.
There you go.
With
there
me,
go.
Jamie O'Hara and Jason Candy.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from, whatever you care. And of course, don't forget to press that subscribe button, something I actually do care about. I don't. A reminder that tonight from 7 p.m, it's of course Poland beat England. It's a World Cup qualifier, and it's live on TalkSport, don't you know, presented by Adrian Durham. Commentary from Jim Proudfoot and Stuart Pearce. I'm back, of course, today on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, along with my Thursday and Friday husband, even though it's Wednesday, Darren Bent, from 4 p.m, building up to the game I've just talked about. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.